Now to Kyrgyzstan, which is expected to be, for some time, the most difficult refugee crisis, and it is still unfolding. About 80,000 ethnic Uzbeks have fled rioting this month in Kyrgyzstan. The UN variously puts the number of refugees created by the violence at upwards of 400,000 people. Joining us now is Clifford Levy, New York Times Moscow bureau chief from Tashkent in Uzbekistan. Good morning, Clifford.
Good morning.
So, first of all, try to give us an explanation of what is the dispute between these two ethnic groups, the Kyrgyz and the Uzbeks, and who has the power over whom, and where is this likely to end up?
Well, the Kyrgyz clearly have the power. They are the dominant ethnic group in the country of Kyrgyzstan. Ethnic Uzbeks only comprise about 15% of the country, but they're largely concentrated in the southern part of the country around the country's second largest city, which is called Osh. And they tend to form the prosperous merchant class in that area. And they also there's long-standing dispute about who actually was on this land first. Going back hundreds of years, the Uzbeks say they were there first and that the Kyrgyz were essentially nomads who only settled in the last century in this region.
And there have been reports that this ethnic tension was opportunistically inflamed by groups that want to exploit the instability. Is there any evidence of that? And what are people saying about why they've had to move?
You know, evidence is very, very hard to come by down there. I spent 5 days in Osh last week, and there's a tremendous number of rumors. There's a tremendous amount of speculation, but it's really hard to nail down exactly what sparked this thing. What we do know is that in April, the Kyrgyz president, President Bakiyev, was ousted in rioting. He's now in exile in Belarus, and the interim Kyrgyz government has accused him of instigating this violence in an effort to pave the way for his return. However, again, they have not presented any concrete evidence.
Well, in the midst of all this, and you've described the reporting challenge that you're having down there, what is the scale of the humanitarian crisis?
Well, I must say, you know, in the city of Osh in Kyrgyzstan, the damage in Uzbek neighborhoods is just tremendous. I spent several days just wandering around there, and it looks like a war zone. I mean, a lot of the buildings look like they've been strafed by tanks. These Kyrgyz mobs set upon the Uzbek neighborhoods. They drove the people out, they looted the homes, and then they set them on fire. The Uzbeks also reported that the Kyrgyz military took part. And that's the most provocative accusation here, that Kyrgyz soldiers on armored personnel carriers with automatic weapons fired at Uzbek civilians. So you can understand why there's this massive exodus from southern Kyrgyzstan into neighboring Uzbekistan.
Finally, are the refugee camps, insofar as they've been created sort of impromptu by this exodus that you've described, are they under any sort of protection, or are they fending for themselves?
Yeah, they're under the protection of the Uzbek government, and I must say they're actually very well run. We were pretty impressed with how organized they are.
All right, Clifford Levy, New York Times Moscow bureau chief, reporting from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, on the humanitarian crisis in the wake of ethnic rioting and violence in Kyrgyzstan, which toppled the government and has produced as many as 80,000 Uzbek refugees, total number of refugees at upwards of 400,000.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.